This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in. I am in a parking lot in Norwalk, Ohio, in the truck with the air conditioner running.
That is very detailed. I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm at my house in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for August 13th, episode 2746. Brought to you today by Eagle Equine Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. We are in Ohio. We are staying at, well, last night we stayed at Frankie Lovato's house. And of course, longtime listeners will remember Frankie's name. He's been a guest of ours for many, many years. He's an ex-jockey and he makes the Equisizer. So it was really cool, Jamie. We got to do a video of how the Equisizer is made and all the different stages. He had it all set up for us. So we're going to post that video. I'll hopefully get that done over the weekend and we'll be able to post that. And of course, Frankie's just a super guy. He is a hell of a cook. He made us dinner last night and was fantastic.
Did you get a recipe?
Well, he made shish kebabs, and I kind of did. Yeah, I kind of got a recipe. But he apparently, his sister was there, and his sister said, yeah, he's a great cook. He's always been a good cook. So there you go. We found another cook in the clan. But Frankie's actually going to join us here in a little bit. He's actually driving over from the farm because he has no internet whatsoever. So, I mean, very little internet. He just enough to run his little business there. But I had to drive to town and I found the cell tower and I'm parked beneath it at a drugstore. So I'm hoping they don't arrest me for sitting here.
Creepy guy outside sitting in his truck.
I have all the logos all over the truck. So I'm hoping if a cop walks up, he'll see the logos and he'll see me with the microphone and put two and two together before he arrests me.
You're going to jail.
that's what I'm hoping for. And we have a listener interview for you today. In addition to Frankie, we have some really bad ads that we're going to do later on in the show. Thank you for still submitting them while we're on the road. And I have a story for you coming up here right after Daily Winnie's. We almost didn't make it out of Michigan. The trip was almost done. And I will tell you all about that right after we do some Daily Winnie's. So I might even have a birthday. Happy birthday to Auditor Jill Black. I hope we get to see her. She's in Western Pennsylvania, and we're doing a meetup there. So I hope we get to see you there, Jill. And also, thank you to our farm hosts for this week, Reese Koffler-Stanfield, Marie Cornell, and Frankie Lovato. Also, a big thanks goes out to Jemmy and her crew at Flintstone Media for covering all the show production and editing while we're on the road. And a big thank you and a daily winnie to my wife, who's pretty worn out at this point and has not quit, and we are actually going to a campground for the next 4 days and kind of chilling out, and she's going to get a break from all the hubbub and be able to relax a little. So I'm glad I planned it that way because she's at the end of the second week and needs a break. but she hasn't
she needs a break from you.
Well,
let's be honest.
We're going to do that. I'm going to be meeting with some podcasters tonight for dinner, and I'm going to one of the podcasters' house for his live show tomorrow. And I said, Dave, do you have anything planned? He said, no. I said, Jay Jackson, who's been on this show, and I said, good. We're finding something to do in the afternoon because Jennifer needs me gone for a day. And he said, oh, okay, yeah. I get it. He's been
finding me something to do.
Yes, he's been divorced twice. He said, yeah, I get it. I understand.
So. You gave a big shout out to all your firm hosts, but I wanted to give a shout out. You know what? I just had the best dang time in Lexington. Not specifically because of you, Glenn. but it was really, really fun. I just loved meeting everybody that came to our dinner on Saturday night, and then going to see those horses at the farm, and going to, for those who also don't know, I went to Buffalo Trace Liquor. What is it called? Distillery?
Yeah, the distillery. Because yeah,
you cannot buy Buffalo Trace here. And my brother-in-law and my husband love it. And so we went there and I bought it direct from the thing. And I basically had to put socks all around it in my suitcase and check my bag on the way home.
But did it get home in one piece? It wasn't broke?
Yeah, everything's good. And I must say we bought some of the other things there, and it'd be huge success. Huge success. When you come back from Kentucky, bring your husband bourbon.
Oh, so like, you got brownie points? You did? Yeah?
Oh, totally. Okay. Totally got brownie points. It was really, really fun. I had a great time meeting everybody. And then an update. If you guys listened, what was the name of the farm we visited? I'm trying to remember. It was Sunny. There was a tiny little colt that was out in the pasture, and I was like, oh my God, he's so cute. And the actual owner of the farm was like, we're really going to, you know, try to get rid of him before the sales, because he's really small. He's like a thoroughbred that was born premature. And so he's kind of like a little, he's got dwarfism. Not really, but like, he's just a tiny, he was half the size of the other ones that were the same age. And I was like, oh my God, I will take him. She actually contacted me, Glenn.
Really? Sun Valley Farm is what it is.
Sun Valley Farm. This might actually happen. And I'm also curious to know if anybody else wants to go in on one of those racehorses. No, I haven't heard from anybody. And Sun Valley Farms is selling pieces of the babies. So if anybody wants to go in on that, let me know. And then I might have a little money baby too. Oh my God. So cute.
It was a cute baby. It was like a miniature thoroughbred, actually.
Yes.
Like, well, Lucas is going to need a horse. They can grow up together.
They can grow together. See?
It's perfect. It's perfect. Why don't you tell us about MagnaGuard?
So MagnaGuard, you may have heard of their amazing MagnaGuard gastric support product. MagnaGuard helps prevent ulcers and other gastric issues, giving your horse the happy tummy he deserves. MagnaGuard helps calm horses in two ways. First, the magnesium in it is a natural calmer, and also it helps keep the gut feeling great, which allows horses to stay relaxed. It contains important trace minerals. It's all natural. It can be fed continually without negative side effects. Customers report healthier, shinier coats, less colic, healthier hooves, and overall healthier horses. Now, check this out. There's a discount code. You will get 15% off your order at eagleequine.com if you use the coupon code HRN. HRN. It's like it's free, people. All the products come with a money-back guarantee. So if you're not satisfied, you can contact them and get a full refund. Again, go to eagleequine.com.
Thank you for that, and thank you to Eagle Equine for continuing their sponsorship. So, Wednesday, you were out because you had to run to the doctor quick, and Jennifer and I did the show. And one of the things we said in the show was how perfect the weather had been on our whole trip for all 11 days. And Jennifer said, maybe you shouldn't have said that. And I said, it's fine. We're doing good. Look at this.
It's amazing.
So that afternoon, this Wednesday afternoon, we're still in Michigan at this horse campground. Everybody else left. We're the only ones in the whole place because it's specifically a horsey campground. So we're left.
That should have been a hint.
Only ones. So, and it's in the middle of the state forest. So I said, let's go hiking. You know, we hadn't hiked yet, and she was a little sore from riding for 4 hours the day before and needed to work that out. So we go outside, and I went, oh, wait a minute. I found out there was a bike shop in town about 15 minutes away because I had a flat tire on my bike and hadn't been able to ride it the whole trip. I said, why don't I run the bike into the bike shop first, and I'll come back, and then we'll do our hike. And she said, okay, great. So I drive in to the bike shop, drop it off. They say it's going to be an hour. And I saw, there's a grocery store across the street. I'll go across the street, kill some time there, wait around, pick up the bike, go back. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All of a sudden, I see it start to get real dark. I hadn't checked the radar all day. And then I looked at the radar and I went, holy crap, there's some serious storms about to hit Jennifer in the camper. And she was getting the storms before me. So I called her up and I said, things getting a little noisy over there. She said, I think we're going to get some bad weather. I'm going to go out and secure some things. So she did. And let me tell you what, bad weather was an understatement. So I was still waiting in the parking lot of the grocery store about 15 minutes later when it started to hit us. And it was wicked thunderstorms, lightning everywhere. The wind was whipping. And I called Jennifer back and I said, are you okay? She said, the trailer is rocking back and forth. She said, there's lightning hitting. Gosh. She said, I see branches coming down. She's alone at this campground with no place to go. There's no buildings. So normally when that happens, when you're camping, you get in the truck because the truck's going to be probably safer than the camper. And we were parked right beside some trees. She said, I see limbs coming down, but nothing's hit the camper yet. And I said, okay, I'm coming back. So I left the bike, just headed back. Well, it's pouring down rain. I get in the highway. I get off the back road to head to the, it's about 10 minutes off the highway, and the road is blocked with about 12 trees down. I mean, there was just crap, and it's raining like crazy, trees down. So I look, it's in a forest. There's not a lot of roads. So I look, and there's this road I can go around maybe to get to it. So I take that road, get down there. There's a car sitting there, a little white car with a tree on top of it, in the middle of the road with about five guys trying to get the people out. So it looked like I was just going to be adding to the confusion. No rescue units yet. So I went around that, another tree down. I managed to get around that. Then I come up and there's a tree down across the road and nobody's passing. And I see this big pickup truck with big tires in front of me. And he just drives over the end of it, the end of the whole tree. And I'm like, well, if he can do it, I can do it. So I drive over the tree, boom, 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 get to the other side. And I was like, okay, I get further down. There's a little dirt road to the left that goes through the forest, and ahead of me, another tree down. And I'm like, I can't get home. I can't get back to the camper. At this point, I don't even know if Jennifer's alive. So I take the dirt road and I'm down this dirt road. It's raining like crazy. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. There's trees down, but I could get by them. And finally, I get out to a main road again that comes into the campground the other way. And it trees down there, but blocking one lane. So I finally, after it took me 15 minutes to get to the bike shop, took me an hour and a half to get back to the camper. The storm is still going. So I get back to the camper and I see it's in one piece, but there's branches down all around it. I mean, just branches everywhere. Where the horse? I mean,
first thing first, where's your wife? Is she okay?
She's in the camper. She survived. She's okay.
Because as I've learned from living in Oklahoma, when there's big storms, the first place you want to be is in some sort of trailer.
Under trees that are falling down everywhere.
Yes.
So she didn't know about the trees falling down everywhere at this point. She just knew there were big branches down. If it had hit the day before when all the horses were there and all of our friends were there, the paddocks behind our camper where Marie were keeping her horses is where the branches all came down. Into that paddock. It would have hit the horses. No question about it. It would have freaked them out. This whole storm would have freaked them out, and it would have hit the horses. So I get back. She's okay. And it seems like, okay, the worst of the storm was heading out. But they apparently had straight line winds of like 60 to 80 miles an hour that just took trees down everywhere. So we're still alone. And the owners of the campground come down and say, do you have power? And I said, yeah. They said, none of us do. Everybody around the campground was power had went out, including the farm at the end of the road. The power had gone out. And then three of the owner's family came down to check on us, make sure we were alive. And I said, well, we're good. I think we're good. We have power. I have a generator. If it goes out, we're good. So I thought, well, we made it. We skated through this. But Jennifer doesn't get freaked out at storms. She was pretty freaked out. And the only thing that saved the camper, I think, was it was parked straight into the wind and not sideways, just by luck, not intentionally. So she was getting it from the end. And they say, if you're in that situation, park it so you're, you know, your headway into the wind. So there was no damage to the camper. The branches missed the camper by about 10 feet. One of them would have came through the roof. It would have just penetrated it. And she was okay. So that night I say, well, looks like the bad storms are gone. We're good. Not the end of the story, Jamie. So I have another part to this story. So the second part of this story is about midnight, the storm, I hear storms again. I'm like, oh no. So I look at the radar and it's, we're all under severe storm warnings again. And there's lines of storms that are just coming right over us. And sure enough, for the next 3 hours, the wind's whipping and the storms are hitting. This time, Jennifer slept right through it, which, by the way, really pisses me off. She can sleep through anything. Her whole family's that way. And all the wives and husbands are always pissed at her because she sleeps through anything. And I'm awake and I'm fidgety because I'm thinking that the tree's going to hit the camper again. She's sound asleep. But it just went on like that for hours and then into the morning about 5 or 6 o'clock. And they said it's some of the worst storms they've had in Michigan in a long time. So there we go.
Oh my goodness. Well, congratulations. You survived.
We survived, but it was pretty harrowing for a while. We almost didn't make it out of Michigan. And then the next morning, I didn't know if the roads were open. So I took the truck out to the highway and made sure we could get through because, you know, doing a U-turn in a camper is not much fun. So we were able to get out and get to Ohio. We were happy to see Ohio, to be honest, after that time in Michigan. So I will never say we've had good weather again. I'm done with that.
No, I mean, you shouldn't say that anyway. It's like, that's like somebody saying, oh my God, I have not like fallen off my, you know, in so long. See, I can't even say it because I'm going to jinx myself. I'm so like scared of putting things like that out in the environment, in the atmosphere. But you can't say things like that.
I'm not going to
like,
again.
Wow, I'm just so skinny. I'm losing so much weight. And then you're like, all of a sudden, you know, you blimp up. I don't know. You just can't say things like that. Just can't.
One of the things that we've been seeing a lot on this trip, and it makes me so happy, is our listeners using products that we recommend. And one of the products I've seen a bunch of is Equiderma. We've seen people using the Equiderma shampoo. We've seen people using all of their different products, really. I mean, and it's so funny because listeners are real proud to show you that they actually have the product along, you know, like when we went camping. And it's just been so neat to see everybody using the products. You know, Equiderma products really do work. And you want to go check them out at Equiderma.com. But that's been fun to see everybody using and recommending the products, especially the skincare lotion, because up here, they do get funk up here as well with all this rain. So yeah, go check them out, Equiderma.com. I did get an interview I want to play for you. This was one of the interviews I did at the campground, but you weren't on Wednesday's show, so I had to save it for you because there's two parts to this. The first part is the interview, and the second part is a question he has for you. So let's listen to Thomas.
Oh, well, we are in Michigan, and I'm sitting outside of our trailer, are surrounded by horse trailers at a horse campground, Farm Lane Campground. It's a private campground just for horse people, and you can hear there's horses here. That'd be Marie's horse. She had to come back and change tack. They just headed out for a ride, and he does not like being left behind. Not at all. So, Tom, you're also from here, and you drove 2 hours to see us. Thank you so much for doing that. So, when did you start listening?
It's about 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I bought a phone and it had this icon on here, podcast, and what is it about?
Did you just search horse or dressage?
I start with the dressage show and start listening.
Well, Philip and Reese will be happy to know that. Yeah.
And then sometime after that, I horses in the morning show. And then what got me interesting was that Jamie got dumped by her horse, and my wife would never talk about that at all.
So. Then Marie is going to catch up, and she is at a dead gallop up the hill. That's cute. This is a beautiful place, nice. And it's a perfect day. So you have a unique story, and this is the reason I really wanted to interview you. I think this might be a first in the history of all of our interviews, is you're a horse husband, started out as a horse husband. Your wife was a rider.
My wife rode. I won't give you the previous, how I start riding, but I actually bought a horse, and I needed a trainer, so I took it to this lady. And so she trained my horse, and I caught her eye when I fixed her baler.
Oh.
And then pretty soon we got married.
See, guys, that's how you find a wife. You have to know how to fix stuff. But she was a pretty serious rider for a long time.
Yes, she trained horses, and then she did dressage.
Yeah. But then she stopped riding, and you picked it up.
After about 20 years, she got burned out from the people working with the horses. And so here I'm doing all this work, and we have, at the time, about 24 horses.
Wow. That's a lot of horses, buddy.
Yes. But it's fun. I enjoy it. And so, So I started messing around with the going to dressage clinics and stuff and did some schooling shows. And so.
Well, there you are. So here we have a reverse. Mm-hmm. The wife's out, the husband's in. Yeah. Yes. So is she your groom now?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah? Well, that's a switch, too. That's kind of fun. I like this whole story, actually. So you're doing lower-level dressage. Are you enjoying it? Do you have any aspiration to go?
The horse I was using passed away last year.
Tell us about that horse. You showed me a picture of that horse, and of course, it's after my heart.
He was an 18-hand perch run, purebred.
Pure gray, not a black hair on that body.
Yes. Our horses usually show up at our driveway. A couple, we know, her husband got sick and she couldn't take care of him anymore. And always wanted to get her draft horses for the farm. And so I took their team, but the one passed away like a year later. So I just had him, and so I just started riding him and stuff. It was just easier than hooking
up. I saw a picture. What a beautiful horse, too. So, that's cool. I mean, it's cool. And a perch run at a dressage show. How did that go? What did the judges think of that?
Oh, everybody loved him and stuff. You know, he wasn't a fluent mover, but he would really go because he had the show breeding in him.
It's funny you say that because the perch run I had was about 18 hands and 2,200 pounds. Mm-hmm. But the students used to ride him and used to take him to dressage shows, and he'd win every time at the lower levels because, I don't know, he's a good mover. You know, he's just a good, even though he was huge.
Mm-hmm. And he'd try his heart out for anything he did.
Yes, that's one thing about perch runs. They'll do anything for you. I'm sorry you lost that one. That's sad. But he was up there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. He was 27 when I lost.
That's old for a perch run. Yeah. All those big horses that, you know, if you get 20 years out of them, you're doing good. Mm-hmm. So you were doing good.
Yes.
So you have a farm. You sent us a sample. This is so funny. Right before we left, we got a box in the mail, and I didn't know who it was from. And I thought, Jennifer's like, what'd you order now? So I opened the box, and it was from you. And then it was a whole bunch of stuff. But in it was samples of hay. You wanted to see what Jennifer thought. You make your own hay.
Yes, we grow our own hay.
How many acres do you have?
We have a 65-acre farm, but I grow about 60 acres of hay.
Yeah.
And one time it was for all our horses, and now we can sell 2/3 of it.
Well, I can tell you, it was Scooter-proofed. Scooter liked all of it because, you know, Scooter likes all hay. So, but Jennifer liked it, too. It was good hay. Mm-hmm. And if you could ship the whole load down next time, we'd appreciate it because we pay a lot more than you'd get up here.
Yeah, but the shipping costs.
Yeah, that's kind of tough, yeah. Thank you so much for coming down. So there you go. Now, he had a question for you, kind of a follow-up. You want to hear that? All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one question for Jamie.
Oh, this is a Jamie question.
Yes. Jamie, what would you do if Chad come home one day and said, I sign up for a clinic with one of these clinicians? I know Walter's not with us, but Walter Zettel.
Oh, yeah, Walter.
Janet Fay. John Lasseter. Would you help him, or would you be roadblocks in his way?
So she wants to know, or he wanted to know, if Chad came and said, look, I want to take up dressage, I'm going to go take some clinics, what would you do? Would you be happy, or would you be like, get out of my sport?
Oh my gosh. So I'm sorry I didn't know. I knew the name Walter Zed, but I couldn't understand the other two names.
Those are Janet Foy and clinicians? Dressage clinicians. Yeah, because that's basically his story. That's what he did to his wife. So he wants to know if you were going to take over, or if Chad was coming saying, okay, I'm getting serious about this horse thing, what would you do?
I am sorry. I have been dying for my husband to do something other than complain about horses. he's like afraid of them. He doesn't like handling them. He doesn't really like doing anything with the horses. So if he all of a sudden showed an interest, I would probably be very happy. I would laugh and wonder what horse he's taking to some dressage clinics.
Here, like, I got a nice young thoroughbred for you.
who are you taking there, big guy? Because I don't know about which one. I don't even think I could take one to a dressage clinic. They're too basic right now. So, but if he would show some interest, it would be great. And only because I really think it would make, like, I keep trying to get him to go to the Horse Sense and Healing clinics with me because of his military history. I really think it would be great for him to come to those clinics and just understand how it is to be around a horse. You know, that's a lot of what we talk about, is just controlling your breathing and controlling your physiology to be more harmonious with the horse. And then you learn to control your own anger, which he has those issues too. So like all of these things would be great for him. So any clinic he would want to go to, aside from a Clinton Anderson or some sort of other abusive horse trainer that's like, you don't need to go around him, you just go through him, you know, like that. No, we don't need to do that. But if he wants to do something like riding like you did, that's fantastic. So I hope that answered your question, but like, giddy up, husband, let's go. I'd love to go on a trail ride with him. Actually, I need somebody to go on a trail ride with me so I can follow him around on baby racehorses. So yeah, can you call my husband and about that?
In Arizona, he used to ride some.
Yeah, you know, he rides once a year, whether he likes it or not. Now I actually need his help because I was not here. He has to get on. And the other day, bless his heart, oh, he's downstairs, he's going to hear this. So I had him. I was like, just hop on. You know, you want me to get the Western saddle out and put it on? He's like, nah, I got this. So I threw the bareback pad on Duke.
Oh no!
And that did not go well. He got on him with the mounting block and got on bareback. And it was like, it hurt me watching. He's like, oh my God. So he got off and ended up just leading Duke.
Oh no.
I followed him on the other horse. Yeah. It did not go well. And so far he has not volunteered to hop back up and ride with me. So, yeah. So good times. But yeah, men riding bareback, no, not a good call. I mean, I'm sure it can be done. I don't know how to tell a man. Yes, but I don't know how. You put him over here. Obviously, move him here. I don't know what to tell a man about his man parts when he's around a horse. Okay,
I've never ridden bareback, so I can't help with that either. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't know what to tell him. If anybody has some advice, don't send pictures, but you can send me an email, jamie@horseradionetwork.com. That's all I just need. If you didn't do it, tell him. Maybe I'll give you his email. You can just talk to him. But yeah, I don't know what to tell him. Where do these things go? What do you guys do with them? I mean, I feel like riding horses is like the worst idea ever for a man. Hello. Like, I don't know. I mean, anyway, moving on.
Equity is going to be very happy that his commercial comes right after you talk about
that.
You
know what, though? Joseph would know what to do with the boy parts.
He's a serious rider.
Because he's a serious rider. Yeah. Joseph, could you call Jen? I'm like, yeah, this is me out of it. Leave me out of it.
Equity, of course, makes the Shaken Fork and the Flexin' Fork, and we've been carting those around all with us here on this trip and letting everybody try them. And it's still the same. It's, oh my God, it hasn't changed. As soon as you hand them the Shaken Fork and they squeeze the trigger for the first time, everybody laughs, everybody has a good time with it. But we got over at, when we were camping, we had everybody try, because they had to clean their pens, we had everybody try the Flexin Fork, and they were all so impressed. First of all, our Flexin Fork is 7 going on 8 years old. No broken tines. It works perfectly. Nothing wrong with it. And they're like, I've gone through 10 of these in that time. So yes, the Flexin Fork really does work. The cheapies, you're going to go through one a year or two a year. And they got to clean their pens with them. So I think we might have sold some over the weekend.
Mine are 10 years old. And you think of that initial investment versus how many you're buying and or frustrating using with a tine broken. You know, I mean, oh my gosh, it's so annoying. And this one, you just don't have to worry about it.
And you know what's funny is Jennifer does the, she says, and they're like, are the tines really that sturdy? I've never met one. And she steps on them. She just turns it upside down and steps on it. And like, yep, there you go. So,
yeah.
And then the Shaken Fork, the batteries are 10 years old. And it still runs like it was new. I've never changed batteries, nothing. You plug it in, it runs. Mine runs for about a month because we're only cleaning a couple stalls a day, but it runs for about a month. It still runs after all this time. So equitymfg.com is where you go to find that.
Equitymfg is where you go to find out where you put your boy parts when you ride.
Yeah, Joseph can help you with that. Wait till he gets that first call.
And he'll get you a Flexin Fork or a Shaken Fork.
All right. Just pulled up beside me is Frankie Lovato. So let's get him in and chat with him for a little bit. So, Jamie, before we talk to Frankie, who's now sitting in the truck with me in the parking lot of the drugstore, I have not been arrested yet, and thankfully the internet's holding out of my phone, we had this submitted, and I have to play it for everybody.
There was this man named Zenyatta, and she ain't never been caught. There was this man named Zenyatta, and she ain't never been caught. But then this one day at Churchill Downs, Jamie, I swear it wasn't Mike Smith's fault.
Who's the idiot that sent that in?
I think it was Mike Smith.
I think it was Mike Smith sent that in. Yeah, that's who I got that from.
I mean, what moron sent that in?
Right? That's what I'm thinking.
Frankie got out his guitar last night and he said, we got
that's pretty good. I mean, aside from the lyrics, the freaking chords were fantastic. I mean, you're like a blues artist.
He can really play. He was playing a concert for us last night in his living room.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, if only his subject matter was a little more appropriate. But yeah. Whatever.
We had so much fun coming up with the lyrics for that song. I said, you got to get Jamie's name in it. You really have to get his name in it. So,
I'm so proud.
Aren't you? Right? Good company. Very, very good company.
Yeah. I said, you know what? You're going to bring this up. It's going to get her started all over again. It's been 10 years. She's just going to go.
I mean, immediately my palms are sweaty and my blood pressure went up.
But this will help you feel better.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that around for every time you mention Mike Smith's name. I'm going to.
I don't ever mention it. I don't ever mention it anymore. Everybody else brings it to me. I have one beef with somebody and I never hear it. Never, ever gets forgotten 10 years later.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, hi, Frankie. Thanks for joining us in the car.
Thank you for having
me. See, I said, but, like, I was going to keep going, but I'm going to stop because it's Frankie's time. Go ahead, Frankie. Hi, darling. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm doing good. I'm working hard. Obviously, not on my song lyrics, but I'm working hard.
I got to tell you, I was a little bit jelly when I went to Reese Coffler Stanfield's farm the other day and I was walking around her covered arena. And then I went into kind of the side of it where she allows clinics and does some therapy stuff. And there was a dang equisizer in her barn. Yes. I want one.
Yeah, everybody can have one. It just takes a while for me to make it. But yeah, I'm very proud that Reese has one there at her beautiful place. She, besides being a wonderful person, she's an awesome horseman, so I'm very proud that she has an equisizer there.
I tried it out. Did you like my form? I posted a picture.
I did. I was not going to use that for any marketing purposes.
No. Do not.
Hope you don't mind, Glenn.
It was fascinating seeing Jamie how he makes them at the shop. And these are all handmade. I mean, they're handcrafted, the equisizer. Kind of explain what it is for the people who don't know.
Okay, so... So it started out, and the reason why they're handcrafted is nobody is crazy enough to do what I do, but they're a mechanical horse that basically you can practice, simulate, exercise horse riding. So for people that don't know, it started out in horse racing, and it evolved into many different disciplines of riders, and very popular in the therapeutic riding community. As a tool for many purposes, but so it's a wooden horse. It's an apparatus. You don't plug it in. It's all spring operated, it's the rider that makes it move, and it mimics the very basics and the essentials of a horse. So it allows you to do those things to riding.
And every jockey room in the country has one at the tracks too. You see them on TV all the time, warming up with them.
Yeah, if you're ever watching like the Kentucky Derby or Preakness in Belmont Stakes, they have them in the jockey's room where the where the jockeys can use them to warm up on. It's very popular for that in horse racing. It's in horse racing as a jockey, you go from 0 to 100 basically on the physical demand of what it takes to riding a racehorse. So it's the exercise is a great way to really warm up and kind of stretch your legs, so to speak.
So one of the things you didn't know about Frankie, a lot of people didn't realize, is you were a musician.
Yes. It was a serious hobby for me way back when. Even as a kid, my dad played guitar, so I had gotten my first guitar probably when I was about 5 or 6. And so I always had a huge interest in music, and playing is very therapeutic, right?
Yeah.
So I took it very seriously. I wrote some music. There's actually a Seabiscuit song
we played that. You remember we played his Seabiscuit song years ago? Yeah. I mean, years ago.
Yeah, I wrote and recorded in my little apartment in Chicago when I was riding there.
Did you know Jamie plays guitar?
No. Jamie?
I mean, I'm no Frankie Lovato, but you know, I'm more like Phoebe from Friends.
Oh.
You know, bring some smelly cat.
Greatest hits.
Now, the difference is you can sing and she can't. That's the difference. You can both play guitar, but
that is a lie.
I would already say without even hearing Jamie sing that she's got one up on me there.
No, she does not.
You'd be surprised, Frankie.
I want to hear it. I want to hear something.
Nobody lets her sing in the show. She's no. So, Frankie, your place is beautiful. You're out here. Tell us a little bit about the area. We're trying to learn about the areas that we're visiting, and you're in Norwalk, Ohio, which is kind of the middle northern part of the state, right?
Yeah, it's small town. It's very wholesome, a beautiful place to live. And this is where my late wife, Sandy, grew up, and we got the county fair here. She had horses growing up, and it was just this town and with her family growing up, having the horses. When I retired from racing, I fell in love with it too. So we thought it was a great place to come back, bring her back home. She had to follow me around in horse racing all those years in New York, and
put up with your attitude.
So I owed it to her, and so we moved back to Norwalk. I found this little spot, and it's my home and workshop. It's a big transition from living in New York for all those years. We're about 20 miles out of Manhattan in Long Island, close to Belmont Park. It was a good ride.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. This area, Jamie, is very flat. This is kind of the flat country here. You get between the hills and a lot of farms. There's just a lot of crop farms here. So Frankie basically lives in the middle of a cornfield. And the corn's about 10 feet tall right now. So you're completely surrounded by corn.
Yeah, my backyard, it's like having a big fence. So,
you know what you're supposed to do, Frankie, is you're supposed to plow a baseball diamond in that and then walk around, and then all sorts of people will show up on your farm.
You know, that is a brilliant idea.
Perfect.
I mean, I was thinking, like, you just make a baseball field out of it and, like, get out there and really cool stuff will happen.
What state was that? Was that Ohio?
No, that...
Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa.
Iowa, that's right. Iowa, that's right.
And then they just play, the Yankees actually played there, I think, like maybe last night or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In the actual Field of Dreams. So
really?
Yeah. I'm not making that up. Or maybe I am.
Maybe he is. It is a pretty part of the state. It reminds me a lot of Pennsylvania, you know, in that the farms, you know, the miles and miles and miles and miles of corn that you have out here. So you're, how many of these equisizers can you do in a month?
I'm averaging 4 to 6 a month. But I build them in fours. So it can be challenging. And they're all handmade, as you got to see for yourself, Glenn. And I do the best I can to get them out the door. I have a few people that help me here and there. But it's the kind of thing I haven't found anybody to be able to do all the things I do. So there's the wood carving and the upholstery work and, all the final touches, They all take these different types of skill sets, which I was able to teach myself, and with the passion of what it takes to teach yourself something like that, I haven't been able to find somebody that could do it for me or fully with me. So I have some helpers that do some important parts, but I'm still doing most of it myself.
And Jamie, he's backed up how long? I'm happy to report this, by the way.
into January already.
So if you're ordering one now, you're not getting it till next year. Isn't that good news, though? That's good news. And I have proof of that. I saw the board where all the names are, and you got about a lot of people waiting, so better hurry up.
I know. It's a little stressful, but I do my best, and I try to just, you know, ask for patience with my customers, and they're kind of understanding what's happening.
So there are two boxes sitting in his studio right now, and one of them's going out to Australia. So ships all over the world. I think you said 30 countries.
I think about 31 countries now.
And he can cook. I mentioned that earlier in the show. Thank you for dinner last night. You're a great cook.
I try.
Now, all of us horse husbands, basically we have to learn to cook if we want to eat. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's necessity.
Yeah. If you want to eat, you got to kind of, yeah. Because, yeah, when Sandy, that's one thing when we moved back to Ohio, she got back into the horses, and then, you know.
Yeah, then were getting hungry.
Yeah. Somebody had to pick up the slack, or we're all going to starve to death.
Now, Chad doesn't cook, though, right?
Dude, he is the best egg and pancake maker in the world.
Wow.
He takes that pancake mix and puts some water in it, whisks it around, and puts it on the griddle.
Blueberries, anything in it? Nothing?
No. I mean, I could make suggestions, but I'm just happy to not be cooking, so I don't care.
That's funny. Yeah,
tell us about the water he uses.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a secret there. I mean, it's magical, Frankie. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it's probably a family secret. And as far as heat, does he use like a fire type of device or?
Listen, don't get crazy. Don't be ridiculous.
Frankie's trying to get something out of this recipe here.
That man can scramble an egg, okay?
Wow.
Well, Frankie.
No, just know if I don't cook dinner, what my son is having is breakfast for dinner. Oh. He can pour cereal like the meanest of the mean.
Frankie, wow. We have some really bad ads to do. Do you want to hang around or do you have to get back to the studio?
I can hang out a bit more.
Yeah, we got about 15 minutes here yet.
By the way, I just found the video of Kevin Costner taking the Yankees and the White Sox out last night.
Ah.
What a weird thing that I had that thought about cornfield and here it was. So there's a YouTube video. I'll try to share it on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page. And it looks awesome. I can't wait. Like, it's Kevin Costner. It's like, whoo, okay.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Agreed.
All right, let's do. How about we do some really bad ads, Jamie?
Pay attention. If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week where listeners submit ads and we from Facebook or Craigslist and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And of course, we give away prizes. This segment is sponsored by horselovers.com for all of your shopping needs. Head on over. They have 120,000 products and they've been kind to sponsor our road trip as well. So check out their deal of the day. It changes every day and they have great prices and great deals there at horselovers.com. Jamie, just give us an idea of what the prizes are this month, and we'll go into more detail next week.
All right. Well, fantastic. The prizes, the classic equine flexion front boots, any size or color, whatever works for you, the classic equine flexion front boots. Also, the Enel bra. Okay, women, this is for you. See, we talked a little bit about where the jewels go on the men when they ride. Well, we got to talk about bras. So we're going to touch a little bit more on that next week, but it is go to horselovers.com/Enel, E-N-E-L-L, and you'll get an idea. Also, the Defender Platinum 1200D standard turnout sheet, navy with teal trim, like super cute. So these are all from horselovers.com and we really appreciate them. Frankie, you were not a party to the discussion that we had earlier about where a man puts his Jules when he's riding bareback on a horse, but you probably don't do that as a jockey. Like, you're off the saddle, so you're fine, right?
Well, I to be honest, well, when you say Jules, can you be more specific?
No, don't be more specific.
I won't be specific, but Glenn, just so you know, I can't really hear him very well.
Let me turn him up a little, all right?
Yeah, turn him up.
Yeah, okay. So, can you hear me better? There.
There you go. That's better. You know what? I'm going to redact what I said earlier, and let's just move past that.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's do some bad ads.
So some of the ones that did not get, you know, I hate reading ads in front of people that because I usually feel silly, but I really am not embarrassed at all in front of Frankie today. So this just says something of my comfort level with you, Frankie. Also submitted today was Debbie Marie and Amy. They also got sent in. You guys are entered in the prizes. The first one comes from Anna, and it appears to be some sort of Craigslist type something or other. And I would like to say that pretty much everything is misspelled and there's no punctuation. So I'm going to give it a go. Here we go. I don't click well with this gelding and don't want to spend any more on him. Mind you, don't. There's no apostrophes and any more is A-N-Y-M-O-R. Anymore on him. I'm looking to either trade him or, well, sell outright 3 years old 16HH calm personality want load, Ben started, willing to trade for just about anything. Doesn't have to be a horse either. .. So they saved all the periods for the end. So basically, it seems like you just need a trained horse and not a three-year-old. Again, Frankie, when we read these things, I tend to break them down and try to fix the problem that I'm reading. And you have to have no soul at all. You can't feel bad. It's no soul. You have to turn off your soul when you're reading these bad ads. Okay.
Okay. This is. Is there hate mail involved? Hate mail involved.
We've never gotten hate mail from anybody that posted an ad, and I figure people that write like that aren't listening to our show.
That's very possible. And if you were to get hate mail, it would probably not be the best grammar.
Right. Okay, I wouldn't understand it anyway.
We wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, if you do have hate mail, send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. She handles all the hate mail. Debbie Holt.
I would also say that people that, yeah, if we read an ad that's yours, you have more problems than coming up with hate mail for us. This is your
and
ad.
And if we do read one of your ads, we do want to hear from you because that would be a first.
Yeah,
yes. And we want your phone number. We want to call you. Debbie sent this one in. It's from Craigslist in Summerfield, Florida, near my house. It's a horse, H-O-U-R-S-E, $2,000.
Hours.
It's a six-year-old large female horse. There, it's spelled right. In the title, not. It's a six-year-old large female horse, model number Thoroughbred. Size and dimension, 16 and a quarter. So there you go. It's a Thoroughbred 16 and a quarter.
They listed it in the wrong location on Craigslist.
It was the car spot. They have in the cars.
Yeah, the car section.
They should have put the mileage on it, though, really.
I wonder what's under the hood.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, what engine is in there? It's a Thoroughbred engine.
Apparently. Adrian sent this one in. This is from Indiana Horse and Tack Facebook. One jack, two mares, cowboy up. Middletown, Indiana, no texting. You can ride, don't call. You can ride, don't call? Thanks. I don't understand. One jack, two mares, cowboy up. Middletown, Indiana, no texting. You can ride, don't call. Thanks. That's a terrible ad. I mean, that's the definition of really bad ad.
Is the breed cowboy up? I've never heard of that breed.
Cowboy up. Yeah, I think I could translate.
Okay, good. Yeah, because you live in this part of the country.
Yeah, the cowboy up is like, okay, you really have to go into this knowing that you're probably going to hit the ground.
Okay.
And then as far as the you can't, well, I think what he meant to say is can't, don't call or text. I think he's just kind of dumb.
It's very confusing. See, Frankie, this is why they're called really bad ads. Right.
Send your hate mail to Jennifer
at horseradionetwork.com. That's right. Cowboy up, Frankie. Cowboy up. So cowboy up basically means you're going to get dumped. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You better be able to bounce.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think, and I'm not sure I have the next, I can't play any audio on this one today, so we'll have to save it to next week. So we do have an audio one. It's from Annabelle. I don't have it here. So We'll see if I can get it, but let's head on to the next one. Hannah sent this one in.
Why don't you have Frankie read this one? Does he have access?
I don't know if he'll be able to read it, actually, the way we're set up here in the truck. Can you read it?
I'm me and Glenn are very close right now.
This is not social distance right here.
If somebody's looking from the outside in, it looks like
we really are going to get arrested.
Let's see.
So cute.
It's just the subject line is "Find your unicorn at above the fray." FB, FB. So
Facebook.
That's Facebook.
Facebook. Okay. 2K Geronimo, gorgeous gelding in his late teens, super fast, very broke and pretty. 15.2 HH. Apollo, PA. I'm having a hard time here. He has some rear and crow hops in him. Okay. Definitely a showstopper. A showstopper. And for the experienced rider, Hall's great. Priced to move.
He'll stop that show watch when he books you off. Watch out.
That's a stopper. That's a showstopper.
What?
He is a showstopper. They literally have to halt the show so they can catch him.
The horse that's running around the parking lot.
He has bucked
and haul
off
him
and
out of there.
Yes, haul him on out of there. Hall's which great. Right on out of the show.
Very well.
He's got
there.
Some bucking in him.
Why does this always happen in these ads for the last 10 years? One sentence says very broke, and the next sentence literally says he has some rear and crow hops. That means he's not very broke.
True, and the haul part is funny because apparently once he's in the trailer, he can handle the ride, but you don't know if you can get him in a trailer.
That's true. He didn't say that.
Say
he didn't say
easy.
Loads easy. That's haul's true. That's,
yeah.
Frankie has read these ads before.
I'd be a little skeptical.
All right, let's go to the next one here. It's mine also? Yes. Okay. Yep. Oh, it's our trailer of the week. We always have a trailer of the week. This says horse trailer $500?
Submitted by Jenny, by the way. Jenny sent this one in.
Okay, it's kind of under the line. I didn't see that. I have a project horse trailer in good shape asking $500 or best offer. I have a title for it. You have a title for what? It's a shell of a horse trailer. It is literally, there's no walls, no roof, nothing. And it's a tiny little horse trailer. It does have two axles, which is bizarre because the whole trailer is about two axles long. And there's nothing. It's a wide open. I wouldn't fit a horse. There's no horse going to fit in this lengthwise. You're maybe Popcorn. I got to meet Frankie's Pony Popcorn. And Popcorn.
The world famous Popcorn.
Yeah, Popcorn may fit.
I don't think he would get in that. I mean, just he's got some sense, so I think, you know.
Maybe they think the tires are worth $500 because the rest of the trailer's not.
Yeah. Frankie, if you do put Popcorn in this, please make sure he is current on his tetanus vaccine.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
The rust is a problem.
God, this is like a disaster.
These people think they can get money for this stuff.
$500, Glenn.
Mm. It's sitting in the front yard. It's probably been there a long time with the for sale sign on it.
Is it? Are they offering $500 to take it?
It didn't say that.
That could be. That could be it.
They have a title for that.
Asking $500. There you go.
That might be a first, a title, actually.
I know. Oh, that has a title. It's not even a thing. so the next one comes in from Faye. She sent this one in, and this is the Central Georgia Horse Facebook page. Let me tell you what's in Central Georgia. Bunch of freaking rednecks. Okay, here we go. Ask me how I know. Let's discuss gentle ponies. How many gentle ponies is just the right number for a five-year-old girl? One, two, six. Well, the mom and the five-year-old girl have differing opinions on how many gentle ponies is just the right number of gentle ponies for a five-year-old girl. But we've come to a compromise. It is one less than seven. Little Spark, a.k.a. pony number seven. Little Spark is a lovely gentle pony, but you knew that already. But she is so much more. Her snow white fluffy coat is just the perfect palette for pony painting parties. Her self-regulating pace means less work for mom and dad when the littles are playing with the ponies, and no amount of giggling or squealing or leg flapping will cause this gem of a pony to trot. Now, this agreement
Frankie wrote a few of those in his racing days.
Unfortunately.
Now, this agreement may be renegotiated at any time because she's a girl and that's how we roll. So time is of the essence. Make your move now and get your youngsters started down the wonderful budget-destroying hobby of riding horses today.
As you were reading that, I'm visioning a video book. I mean, an audio book with you, Jamie. That would make that's a great children's story up until the part, you know, towards the end. But
who buys just their kids seven ponies?
Just get the damn pony out of my spoiled brat's hands, okay? We done got seven ponies, and she only needs like two, and I don't know why we have seven ponies. So if you could just come get the pony now, she won't even notice. Just take it on out of the pasture. You may be able to take two or three more. I don't care. Just go. Just get them and go.
And,
okay?
And she's five. And she's got the five-year-old is telling the mother, basically, like negotiating. Might as well.
This one's spoiled a little bit.
Let me tell you how much time a five-year-old girl has for ponies. Jamie, maybe one.
That is awesome. That voice.
That's it.
That is so. You got to do an ebook on this. I'll buy it.
So, Jamie, I know you have to run. Frankie and I are going to finish the show out. We have one or two more ads here we'll do for everybody, but we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Sorry, you guys. I had another Zoom meeting that I ended up screwing up times on. So right. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye. Bye, Frankie.
Hi, my name is Annabelle, and I have a really bad ad. It is on Equine Now, and there is a picture of a Facebook ad. Well, just the description on the Facebook ad. From family-friendly horses in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. This ad has no punctuation, so the picture says Mocha Royal Te, a.k.a. Rita, is a quarter Appaloosa, and she is registered under Appaloosa. She is between 15.3 HH to 16 hands, and is only 3. She will T/T/W/C and is spur trained. Also told she will side pass, and I am working on her leg cues and neck reining. Her gates are super spelled in all caps, smooth, and she has amazing mindset as well as her turns are great! !! She will flex, pick up her feet, load in a trailer, any trailer, won't hardly spook, stands tied, okay-ish with water, in parentheses, more like the hose, laughing face, parentheses, great with things/animals being around her feet and pulling/grabbing onto her tail. You can ride her bareback. I have not, and she will stand for getting ridden. She has been around cows and is training on the barrel pattern. Will soon have a rope
you
slung
can.
Off
I'm not
her
riding
and
her
loves
bareback.
Attention. Located in Hastings, Michigan. Mid/high 4 figures. Only reason for sale is I just don't have the time she needs, and she would make one heck of an all-around horse. And then the Equine Now description says Appaloosa Mayor, Hastings, Michigan, $7,000. Breed, Appaloosa State, Minnesota, except for it lives in Hastings, Michigan.
So it is not easy to read these ads. People give it a try. It's not easy, but she did a good job. Thank you, Annabelle, for sending that in. We really appreciate it. And thank you, everybody who has submitted. I know we're not able to get to all of them today, but we will carry them over to next week. And I got to thank Frankie for hanging out in the truck with me. We aren't arrested yet. No cops have showed up. I've been here for an hour and a half.
Yeah. It's a good spot. Yeah.
Yeah, got the truck running, got the diesel going, got the air conditioner on, and we're at the drugstore. So there you go. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. I hope you're enjoying the road trip. We are now going to be heading over to, let me see here. We're going to be heading next we're going camping for 4 days, and we're going to take a little bit of a break. And then we're heading to Western Pennsylvania. Our next meetup is going to
be in Western Pennsylvania. It is on the Wednesday, August the 18th at 6:30. And this is for the Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio listeners. We're going to be having dinner at the Clubhouse in Gibsonia, Pennsylvania. It's a restaurant there. We're looking forward to meeting you all. And thank you to everybody who helped set that up. So we hope that Hannah, I think, sent that one up. So we'll meet you there. It's Wednesday night, 6:30. You can find that and all the rest of our meetups. So we're going to be in Maryland and Virginia and North Carolina and Pennsylvania, a couple places. So you can find all of those. Go to horseradionetwork.com. Click at the banner at the top of the page. And know for the auditors who are having a poll about when Jennifer is going to quit this and fly home and leave me alone, she's still here. Frankie witnessed that. Is she still here, Frankie?
She is physically here. Seen her.
Yeah, mentally, I think she's a little out of it, but physically, she's here. We need this break for a couple days, let me tell you. It's been 2 weeks, and we got three more to go. So thank you, Frankie, for putting us up. We appreciate it. What sacrificers, where can they buy one if they want one?
Well, the easiest place to find us is on the web. So equicizer.com, it's a tricky spelling, but it's EQUICIZER. Equicizer.com. And actually, I have a couple of domains where if you misspell it, it probably still gets you there.
Well, good, because I always spell it with this, instead of a C, I put an S in the middle there. Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. I know. I've made that mistake a few times. And look for a video. I'm going to try and get that edited this weekend. I did a video with Frankie about exactly how he makes them, and it's fascinating. And I'm going to try and put that together and post that next week. Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, everybody.